Oh my gosh, guys. Guess who is back this week for Fostering Faith? Gia. She is back. She is one of the reasons that we are here. These episodes have been lonely without her. I finally snagged her up, and so we were able to bring her back in for a conversation before she goes off to another CIY church camp. And so welcome back to Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy Foster and
Gia Foster.
And so she is back to help us do an episode today. And she came up with a title that is
Life's Scary.
And so what does it mean that life is scary?
Like, life can be scary when, like, you don't have faith with him, or when you do have faith with him, because he can bring you through some really hard times and you just have to stick with him through them.
Okay. As you have not been on the podcast for such a long time, how's life been going? Like, what's changed?
Nothing really, just basketball.
Basketball, and you graduated 8th grade.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And so you're going into high school. Can that be scary?
I mean, to some people, yeah.
To most kids?
Mm-hmm.
And you were transitioning from a smaller school into a huge school.
Mm-hmm.
So could you talk to the teenagers that are listening and give them some how you feel?
I'm not really scared of going to high school, but...
So what made you not afraid?
I don't know. I'm just not afraid. I guess I know some people, so...
So knowing some community whenever you go into school? Like, yeah. You know, not being afraid to, like, ask somebody for help?
Yeah.
Do you think that you being on the basketball team or, you know, doing, like, the camps and stuff makes it a little easier?
I mean, yeah. It can be. It just depends on what you do.
And having that kind of close connection with a team maybe makes things, our life transitioning less scary?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to talk about today?
How, like, life can be scary. Like, how, like, you need to just put your trust in him.
And by him, who do you mean?
God and Jesus.
Okay. So, for those that may not be a Christian, what is a teenager's perspective on Jesus?
What do you mean?
How could you introduce Jesus to somebody that doesn't know who he is?
He died for us to, like, for our sins. And he, out of, like, everyone in the world, he was perfect.
Okay. And so God sent his son that was perfect and blameless to pay for our sins, because we know by scripture that that sins have to be paid for.
Yeah.
And Jesus died for our sins, and so our sin debt was paid in full.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big concept to grasp. And so as we go into this episode, when life feels scary, faith is over fear. And so fear is real, life is unpredictable, but God is unshakable. In this episode, we're going to lean into scripture that says fear and anxiety and uncertainty. When life feels scary, whenever our feet are shaky and our faith feels small, God remains steady. And so join us as we walk through this episode of Life is Scary, but trusting in God makes it easier. And so welcome back to Fostering Faith. If you don't know who I am Tracy. I'm the mom of Gia, and she is back for this episode. And we're going to walk through fear and life is scary.
Life can be scary in a way you can't even imagine, but we need to put our faith in him. In Psalms 56:3, it says, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in him." That just means when I'm afraid, like saying, like, if I'm afraid of anything, you can just talk to him and he'll take our anxiety away.
Yeah, that pit of your stomach when you can't sleep in the middle of the night. And if, like, you feel like everything's falling apart, whenever you're facing, like, friends leaving you or a breakup or, you know, not making a basketball team or a dream that you really wanted to do. I mean, that you can really have that fear kind of set in. And maybe you're watching your child struggle, or your marriage is in a strain for the grownups that are listening to this. Or maybe you're watching the world be the world right now and everything feels dark and heavy. Whatever your scary is, and whatever it is tomorrow or yesterday, God is not scared and he's not silent. And so what else would you say that God can do for us.
He can do anything he wants to.
He can. And then you also have Isaiah 41:10 that says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you and live righteous in your right hand." And so what are some ideas that, is God ready for you if you're scared?
Yeah.
Does he care if you are afraid?
No.
Can you come to him if you're afraid?
Yeah.
What are some, does he think that I'm a loser if I get scared?
No.
What is it that you could tell the listeners? How is God whenever you're afraid?
He's ready for you to come to him. He won't judge you in any way. So when life gets tough, you really just gotta go to him.
Okay. How do I go to him?
Pray.
Just pray?
And be like, be present with him. Like, read the Bible, just pray. Just be with him.
How does prayer look like? Like, whenever you're afraid or whenever you don't know what to do?
Just talk to him. It can just be a normal conversation. It doesn't have to be, "Dear Heavenly Father." You can just be like, "God, I really need to talk right now, so I'm just gonna talk to you."
And how can you talk to him?
Just talk, like you talk to your friends.
And there's a, you know, we have the words in scripture that let us know that, that God's our Father, that God is Abba. And so he is our loving Father. And God isn't just a distant comforter. He's not this like sky daddy that, you know, we've had comments on our podcast before that we believe in. He's actively present. He's the same God who formed the galaxies that says, "I will strengthen you whenever you need help. I will hold you." And when life is scary, his words become our lifeline sometimes. And so we have Psalm 46:1-2 that says what?
"God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives away."
Yeah. Have you ever felt like the ground underneath of you is giving away? Have you ever been so like just shook that it feels like everything is falling apart? This verse says, even then we will not fear. And so God is our refuge. What are some things that you feel like you're weak in, that he is your strength?
What do you mean weak in?
Because God is our refuge, not our strength, not our performance, not our bank account, not our job title. What gives you your strength?
God does.
God. And let's get real. We often try to pretend we're not afraid. Have you ever been really scared and try to pretend that you weren't scared?
I mean, not really.
Okay. I have. Every time that I had to ride a roller coaster, every time that you wanted to do something that I felt is so scary, like, I just put my brave face on and like, let's go, and I'll close my eyes and sing the ABCs. Or like whenever you were a little girl and you wanted to go to the zoo, I hated driving over bridges, but I was so scared, but I would not let my fear control what you did. And so we say, I'm fine, it's fine, and we slap on a smile. But God doesn't need our pretend strength. He doesn't want your fake smile. He wants our surrender. Do you feel like your life is fully surrendered to Christ?
I mean, I hope it is.
Yeah. And so we have John 14:27 that says, Jesus says, "Peace I leave you. You are my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. And do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid." And so do you feel like the world gives us distractions?
Yeah.
What kind of distractions?
Honestly, probably your friends. Anything can be a distraction if you don't put God in front.
Yeah, scrolling.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Sure.
Binge watching TV. Young Sheldon. But Jesus, he gives us peace that sticks, because we have peace that, like, and we have joy that no one else and nothing else can give us. And so peace doesn't depend on your circumstances, does it? No. And we have 2 Timothy 1 through 7 that says what?
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound of mind.
So what's that mean to you?
He's basically telling us that we don't need to fear because he gives us the power of love and sound of mind.
And he loves. He gives love. What are 3 main points that you think that the listeners need to know about?
Life will get scary no matter what life will give you. It won't be all like rainbows and everything, but faith will push you and it'll be hard. So you just need to keep your faith strong and everything. Instead of pushing your problems away, go to him. He's always ready for you. God has a plan for you, so follow his path he made for you, because he has bigger and better plans. It might be really scary, and it might be really hard, but that's why you can go to him.
And then do you feel like what God has called you to do, you feel like he would have equipped you to do what he has made you for? Like if he wants you to be a violinist, do you think that he would have given you the capability of being a violinist?
Yeah.
If he's given you the power of being an evangelist, do you think that he would give you the passion to be an evangelist?
Sure.
Do you know what an evangelist is?
Nope.
Okay. That's a person that goes and like preaches the word.
Oh, that is not me. I know that.
So do you feel like you are being an evangelist here?
I mean, yeah.
And then as I'm studying Romans, I'm in Romans 10, and it says that we are to spread the word boldly. Paul had zeal, and so he was able to spread the ministry around the world. You know, his ministry went around the world, and so us, we get to do the same thing while we are recording this. This is heard all over the world, and I mean, I don't fact check me, but my brother had called and said that we were like number one in, oh, what did he say? The Netherlands?
No.
It was a country up north. I'll have to check on that. But I was just like, that is crazy. Like he Googled it or something and said that we were the number one faith-based website checked in this country. And so I'll have to double check that, and we'll get back to you with that information next week. But we have a promise in Joshua 1:10. It says, Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for I, your Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. Is that comforting to know that God is with you?
Yeah.
How can kids really relate to that?
Like, once it will get scary, life will get scary. If your life is really good right now, that's wonderful, but it will get scary at one point. And you don't know what to do. And it's just really comforting to know that someone is there, even if you don't think there is.
Yeah, and he says wherever you go, not just in church, not just on the good days, not just whenever you've got it all together, wherever you go. That means whenever you're sitting in the car crying, or laying awake at 2 a.m., or hiding in the bathroom trying to breathe, is he with you?
Yes.
So today, if life feels scary, do you, like, acknowledge it?
Yeah, I acknowledge it and give my worries to him, and I don't worry about it.
And you don't bow down to it. You are allowed to be scared. You're not allowed to be paralyzed by fear. Not whenever your God is this big. Not when his promises are true. So what do you do when life feels scary?
Honestly, I honestly just give it all to God and don't worry about it.
And our last episode I did was about worship. And so the worship that you have in your heart, the worship that comes out of your mouth, really does change your atmosphere. And like you said earlier, open up your Bible. Mm-hmm. Call someone who can speak the truth into your trembling little heart. And so if you were going through something, who would you call?
One of my closest friends.
Okay. And do you think they would be encouraging?
Yeah.
Are your closest friends Christians?
Yes.
Is it okay to be friends with people that are not Christians?
I mean, you shouldn't. Like, I feel like you can and try to change them, but I feel like it's not, like, a good, like, mindset for you to have.
And I think that you brought up a great point. And so as people are in relationships and they're trying to change the other person, are you yourself ever going to change somebody?
No.
Who does that?
God.
Yes. And so you are being the light to them. And if they don't believe in Christ, that means that they've not received the light. So they're in the dark. And so you're just being that reflection of Christ to them. Mm-hmm. And so by you being what God has called you to be, and by your love and joy that God has given you, you're able to be their light, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to feel brave to be brave. And it's about taking that next step. And we just wanted to just remind you guys that it's okay to feel your feelings, but not to get stuck in them, right?
Yeah.
And so we want you to just embrace your feelings, and it's okay to be scared, but it's not okay to be stuck in that, and take that to Him. Take that into Him with in prayer and worship, opening up your scripture, and just getting surrounded with people that are heading in that same direction, closer to God, because you may fear what's around you, but your God is bigger than your fear. Your God is louder. And so we would love to end this podcast with a prayer. Gia, you want to pray us out?
Sure. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've given us. Please help the sick and hurt feel better. I pray for anyone who is going through something that they'll just give it to you, because there's no need for them to hold on to that grief and like anxiety that they have. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. We love you guys. We are praying for you this week, that no matter what life throws at you, that you guys are going to tune in to us next week. If you feel like this episode has blessed you in any way, or you know that someone that is going through struggles in life, share this episode. Help this community grow. Help us foster your faith together, because we are better together versus being apart. And until next week, have an amazing week, and we love you guys.
Bye.